through exhortation, through message in tongues and interpretation. Our hope is not in what this world can produce or do, but our hope is in God, in what He is planning to do. Amen. This is the difference between believers and unbelievers. Unbelievers, well, their mind is flooded with fear right now. It's either flooded with fear or it's flooded with anger, one or the other. But the children of God, well, their minds are at peace. They're understanding, they're listening, they're knowing that Jesus Christ is about to return in the clouds of heaven. Everything that's going on here right now are just signs of the time that we're living in on the face of this earth. They've already coined the term a new normal. It's all right. I'm looking for a new normal too. It's just not the one they're talking about. Hallelujah. I'm looking for streets of gold. I'm looking for the trumpet to sound, to start the new normal called eternal life. Hallelujah. Not looking for the new normal that's going to be on the face of this earth, because it's not going to be a good one. But the one that's coming to the believers, the children of God, is going to be the grandest, greatest celebration we've ever experienced in our lives as Jesus Christ returns. Amen. Genesis chapter number 22. And verses 11 through 14 is where I want to take my text from this morning. I am going to condense this. I'm not going to hold you for an hour this morning, because this morning only has 15 minutes in it. This afternoon may be a different story. Praise God. So I'm only going to hold you for 15 minutes this morning. Glory to God. And when it hits 12, it'll be this afternoon, and I can't promise anything there. Praise God. Genesis chapter 22, verse number 11. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Amen. Praise our God. You can be seated again. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word, the opening text this morning. I just want to preach for a little bit on Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. And as Abraham made mention and God's word declared, and this is why he said Jehovah Jireh, because in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. If you want to see something great, you want to see something mighty, it's going to come from God. It's going to come when God comes on the scene. Jehovah Jireh also has the sense to it, Jehovah will see to it. Praise God. Jehovah will see to it. Praise our God. Now, the most important factor I want to point out here of Abraham, and this is what's written of Abraham all through the scriptures from this point forward, from that point forward to that point till now, even in the New Testament, Abraham is always mentioned for his faith. The faith that Abraham had to carry his son and head for the mountain of the Lord and to offer his son as a sacrifice to God. The faith that he had in God. The New Testament reveals to us that faith to the reality that Abraham believed that if he had offered up his son, that God would resurrect him. Because he knew that Isaac was the promise to bring about what God had promised to Abraham. So Abraham's faith was far deeper than just taking him there and beginning to offer him up. His faith went past that to the reality that God would raise him back up. That's the faith Abraham had in his God. And notice what God had to say about Abraham's faith. He says, I know that you fear me now. You did not withhold anything from me. Because his son was the most precious thing in his sight. The one dearest to him. And God said, you did not withhold anything. Your son, which meant everything or anything from me. Now I know that you fear me. That was the statement of Abraham's faith. When Abraham's faith was displayed in his actions, that's when God came on the scene. God, and this is just something you want to write down on the corners of your Bible or in the corners of your mind. God never comes on the scene with His might and His power till faith is displayed. That's how He operates. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. What is faith? Abraham showed us faith. Faith is allegiance. Faith is obedience. Faith is trust. These are just other words that you can couple with the word faith to give you understanding. It's that substance of things hoped for, that evidence of things not seen. But that evidence and that substance is not based on something that we pull out of thin air. It's based on what God has already said in His Word. Woo. Our faith lies in the fact that God said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Abraham's faith was lying upon what God had said. I'll give you a son. The faith it took to believe God for that. Abraham in his old age, Sarah in her old age, and they have a son, Isaac. And then God gives him the promise that your heirs will be as the sand of the sea through Isaac. And now he's going to offer Isaac up on the altar on the mountain of God. And Abraham staggered not, the Bible says. That means he didn't doubt God one bit. He knew that if God wanted that done, there was a plan. There was a reason, and it would bring forth greater things because He's God, and He's God alone. Hallelujah. And just what Sister Lindsay shared, but God. So Abraham's faith brought obedience in the midst of the hardest and difficult situation in Abraham's life. Wow. Glory. I remember when God was dealing with me to go on the evangelistic field many, many years ago. And I wrestled with it and I fought with it. And I wrestled with it all day long on a Wednesday while at work. I didn't let it hinder my work, but it was always on my mind all day long what God was asking me to do. He was asking me to quit my job and go full time on the evangelistic field. Lo and behold, I get to church Wednesday night, and Pastor begins to preach on Abraham. And his message was, go. Wow. What could I say? What could I do? Well, for an hour or two or three, I said, no, I don't want to go. At that point in time, I had the best paying job I'd ever had, enjoying my job, enjoying my work. I mean, everything was going great. And God said, I want you to quit your job, and I want you to go full time on the evangelistic field. Lord, I don't have any revival scheduled. Lord, I, you know, had three people that told me, if you ever go full time, call me. You know who the three people were I called after Wednesday. And all three of them gave me a revival for that fall. But he preached about Abraham's faith and that God called Abraham out from among his people and said, go to the land I'm going to give you. That's all he said to Abraham at that point. And that's all God was saying to me at that point, was to go, quit your job, and go. And after about an hour and a half, 2 hours of prayer after church was over, I said yes. And when I said yes to what God was saying to me, that's when God came on the scene. Don't misunderstand me. He was there all the time talking. But when I said, yes, Lord, I will, that's when the glory and the power of an almighty God came down upon my soul. And then there was no doubt. There was not a shadow of a doubt. Then I knew 100% in my heart, my mind, and my soul, and no devil in hell could keep me from doing it. There's nobody that could have talked me out of it, because why? I had met with my God. I had said yes to my God. And God then met with me. Hallelujah. And I knew. This is where Abraham was at in this position again. This is not something new to Abraham. This was a continual growing of his faith in his life with his God. Glory. And I'm glad he passed the test. Whew, hallelujah. Praise God. Because God come on the scene. God provided the ram. This was all a foretype of God the Father going to give God the Son for the sacrifice of the sins of the world. Abraham is that type. This whole situation was that type. And when God saw Abraham's faithfulness, he intervened, came on the scene, said, Abraham, don't do him any harm. You've shown yourself. You've proved yourself. Your faith has brought me on the scene. So faith displayed is always what it takes to bring God on the scene. Now, I want you to understand, all these next scriptures I'm fixing to read to you are not just scriptures that you can grab a hold of and try to believe. These are scriptures that you and I, by faith, must receive. It's that same faith, that faith of obedience, that faith of giving all, that faith displayed to God. You see, Jehovah will see to it. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah will see to it when you and I exercise our faith in Him. By trusting Him, believing Him, obeying Him, whatever the situation may be in our personal walk with Him, this is what God's looking for so He can show up on the scene. You see, I'll get ahead of myself. Let me just read you some scriptures. Isaiah 59 and 1. Jehovah will see to it. Under this heading, I put salvation. Jehovah will see to it. I've already mentioned the fact this was a type, this was a symbol of the sending of His only begotten Son to die for the sins of the world. You see, Jehovah will see to it. The promise to Abraham that his heirs would be as the sand of the sea, well, that wasn't fulfilled in the Old Testament. I don't know whether you realize that or not. That's you. That's me. Hallelujah. Of the salvation of souls throughout the ages, because Abraham was faithful to God and Abraham was willing to give all to God. Thus God, through Abraham, through Isaac, brought Jesus Christ into this world so that men could be saved from their sins. Hallelujah. Salvation is what's on God's mind. Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that He cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. Romans 11:26, And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And Psalms 146:5, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Salvation, Jehovah will see to it. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. You praying for lost loved ones? Then keep praying and keep believing. Jehovah will see to it. He made the statement, his ear is not heavy. That means I've got to keep praying. I've got to keep believing. I've got to trust. And he spoke to us just a while ago. I can't look at the earthly situations. I can't look of what it looks like. I've got to look to God, who's in control of it all. And his arm is not short. He can save. Hallelujah. The age-old problem that everybody wrestles with in their faith with God, but they're a free moral agent. Yes, they are. But you know just as well as I do, there are circumstances that wake you up and help you change your mind in your personal life right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you may think one way on a subject, and all of a sudden a circumstance happens, situation happens, and all of a sudden you see the power of God. Oh my, I ain't going to think that way anymore. God can move in such a way that a man wants to change his mind, because he opens up the blinded eyes that they can see what's really going on. Do you not remember the story of Saul of Tarsus in the book of Acts? The man breathing out threatenings on his way to Damascus, ready to murder some more Christians. And then he had an encounter with Jesus Christ on a personal level. Lord, what would you have me to do? Everybody in Damascus was scared to death of Saul. When God came to Ananias, Ananias reminded God, God, this is the murderer. God, this is the one that came here to take me to prison. And you want me to go pray for him? Woohoo! Glory. But the Lord said, I've chosen him. What was he saying? He's on your side now, Ananias. See, that Ananias had to have faith right there in God, his relationship with God, to go even encounter Saul of Tarsus. So you see, God's got a way. This is what the scripture says. His hand is not short that it cannot save. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. So keep praying. Hallelujah. He's made a promise that Israel's going to be saved. He's made a promise to those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Is your hope in your own abilities to see your loved one saved? Forget it. The majority of times, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country. I can relate to that. I understand that. And that's why I'm not worried about my family's salvation, because I realize it's not going to depend upon me. It's going to depend on my faith in God. And then I will do whatever I'm asked to do. Praise God. But high possibility, it's not going to come through me, but it will come to me. Hallelujah. Because God moves in mysterious ways. Hallelujah. God spoke to me many years ago after I accepted the call to preach and to minister for him. He said, do not worry about your family. He said, follow me, and I'll take care of them. God's on 100% track record right now. That was his promise to me. So you understand then, my most important concern is not them and their salvation, because it's been promised. My concern is following him. Following him. And being obedient to him. And maintaining faith. And letting it be displayed. So God can continually come on the scene. You see, He's the God of salvation. Jehovah will see to it. He's the God of provision. Psalms 33, 18 and 19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver the soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. See, this scripture actually, you know, has salvation in it, has provision in it. Keep them alive in famine. What's going on in America? Famine. We were just made comment just the other day. Wow, so we got fires on the East Coast and floods on, or fires on the West Coast and floods on the East Coast. What's going to happen in the middle when all that meets? Well, hopefully it'll put the fire out. Hallelujah. I mean, praise God. But we just got calamity going on all around us. But where's your hope? Who's going to keep you alive? Who's going to deliver your soul? Well, it's Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah will see to it. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Whatever the need may be, Jesus Christ is the answer. Whether it's a financial need, Jesus Christ will be the answer because He will give you divine directive to get your finances reworked. Maybe teach you a little stewardship. Maybe teach you not to spend your money where it don't need to be spent. You know, most of the time when we think of financial provision, we just want God to give it to us. Sometimes God says, I want you to take care of what I gave you. Hello? I want you to take care of what I gave you. I gave you an abundant supply. What'd you do with it? Woo. That's what He said. He said, God shall supply all your need according to the riches of His glory by Christ Jesus. We got to be careful because when He gives us an abundant supply, what do we do with that abundant supply? Think about it. Jehovah will see to it. He supplies sometimes, but then we don't use it properly sometimes. We've got to be wise and allow God to be the director of our finances also. Hallelujah. Jehovah will see to it. Glory to the King. There's so many facets that God takes care of when we begin to listen and we begin to follow. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Just in these two verses, God speaks once again of provision and protection. That's the God we serve. And as long as our faith is alive, our relationship is alive, not just our knowledge alive, but our heart surrendering relationship alive, ready and willing to do whatever God wants me to do and how He wants to direct my path. I'm afraid sometimes we have this tendency to only think God wants to direct certain paths of our life. But I have found all through His Word and some of the scriptures I'm reading us today, He wants to direct every path of our life. From our health, to our finances, to our spiritual well-being. Sad, so sad, but not every house of worship has spiritual well-being in mind. There are multitudes that just have their organization in mind, and making sure it all functions well and has big numbers. But then there are those who are not really worried about the numbers as they are worried about the quality of spirituality among the believers. Hallelujah. Jehovah will see to it. Protection. Protecting me spiritually. He will see to it that truth comes my way. so that I can continue my relationship with Him. There is no relationship with God if truth is not involved. If truth is not involved in your Christianity, then your relationship with God somewhere along the way has stopped. Not that you never had a relationship with God. Not that He never created you anew. Somewhere along the way, the relationship has become cold. You remember what He said there in the book of Revelation? I wish you were hot, or I wish you were cold, but because you're lukewarm, what is that? Someone that once knew and is not concerned about it right now. They're lukewarm. And He says, I'll spew you out of my mouth, lest you repent. Go back to that first love. What is that? That relationship. That relationship with Jesus Christ through the Spirit of truth. Woo, praise our God. Hallelujah. See, this is the protection. This is what Jehovah will see too. Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in Him. I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and my song will I praise Him. With my song, I will praise Him. Glory. Protection. Provision. Salvation. Providence. Matthew 16:16, and Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Providence. God moving to reveal Himself to men, even sometimes when men are not seeking like they ought to. Providence. Peter, you didn't come up with that on your own. The Father revealed that to you. Hallelujah. You see, when I stepped through the swinging doors of Victory Temple Assembly of God in 1983, Providence met me in the face. Stepped into a Pentecostal church, not wanting to be there, already irritated because we were late. Thankful now that God didn't let us go in the church we were trying to go into on the other side of town. An hour late by about 15, maybe 30 minutes. I don't remember the exact time. That's been 37 years ago. Not wanting to be there, irritated because we finally got there, standing in a small foyer, not thinking anybody could hear us. We swing through the swinging doors. You came in glass doors, and then there was two swinging doors. They opened the swinging door, and we put on our smiles. And as I stepped through that swinging door, Providence met me in the face. The presence of God flooded my soul. I wasn't Pentecostal. Wasn't even saved. But the presence of God, God revealed Himself to me the minute I stepped into that church building. Providence. God in His grace, God in His mercy. And I went through that service just standing there almost in shock, not really understanding what was going on. I was not Pentecostal by no means. But yet knowing in my heart, in my soul, God's in His place. God's in His place. Providence. Long story short, a few months later, I was saved. A year and a half later, filled with the Holy Ghost. And then about 2 years later, accepted the call to preach the gospel. All because when providence met me, I kept reaching for that providence. Not fully understanding, but knowing something. God's got something He's wanting to do in my life. Psalms 127:1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Notice, the Lord's got to be in it, but you still got to work to build it. The Lord's got to be the protector, but you still got to watch. It's that proverbial having that faith in God, knowing that it's by His hand we accomplish, but at the same time putting forth all physical, human strength and ability to do what He asked us to do. That's how it works. That's just the way it is. Just like that song, because He's God alone. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah, and He will see to it. Hallelujah. As my faith is in Him, my trust is in Him, my obedience is in Him, my allegiance is to Him, my dedication is to Him, my commitment is to Him. Are you getting the picture? It's all about Him and what I do to follow Him and to know Him and to be obedient to Him. Jehovah Jireh. Could I have a piano player? Praise our God. Hallelujah. Salvation. Jehovah will see to it. Provision. Jehovah will see to it. Protection. Jehovah will see to it. Providence. Jehovah will see to it. And the list could go on and on and on. Everywhere Jesus went, many, many times, when someone asked Him or came to Him, He would say, according to thy faith, according to thy faith, according to thy faith. They had already revealed their faith in the fact that they were coming unto Him. You realize the Bible says it just takes faith as the grain of a mustard seed. Doesn't take humongous faith, because faith is such a powerful thing. Wow. It just takes faith. Confidence in what God has already done, what He has already said, and what He is doing now. Faith. Jehovah Jireh. He's God alone. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I thank You for this Lord's Day. I thank You for Your presence, Your love, Your mercy, Your grace, Lord, that we are experiencing this Lord's Day in this house. God of heaven, I thank You, Lord, for Your people that have come to worship You in this house. And I ask You, Lord God, to let Your word, Your truth, Your spirit minister to our hearts and our minds here this day. Lord, You've already encouraged our hearts. You've already increased our confidence, our faith in You. Lord, we ask You, Lord, help us now to walk in that faith as we leave this place. Praise God. Bringing forth praise unto You, rejoicing. Hallelujah, that You are Jehovah Jireh, and You will see to it. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to invite you to these altars one more time as we close this day. Find you a place to pray. You've got a need here today. Put it before God. Let your request be made known. Exercise your faith. Hallelujah. Because He is Jehovah Jireh, and He will see to it. Hallelujah.